Are you ready to create a life you crave? Let's spin that doom loop of negativity into an upward success cycle and start living lucky.
Good morning.
I'm Jana.
I'm Jason.
And we are living lucky. I know you are too. We have been talking about relationships lately. And it feels like there's three parts to a relationship that people don't tell us. They, you know, like as Jason has been working with these different couples, it feels to me like everyone always thinks, yeah, we're here because of our relationship. Yet when we start working with them, there's actually not only the relationship, but there are two individuals.
Yeah, it's really funny because sometimes people want to say, I want to help work on the other person, or I want to work on myself, or I want to work on the relationship. And there are three actual different parts. It's the people, each person in the relationship, and the relationship. So it's figuring out
it's where, helping yourself first.
Amen.
And so many times it's so much easier to blame our partner than it is to look inside.
Yeah, they do this and they do that, or they don't do this and they don't do that. And it's and it's not focusing on how can I get better? How can I be a better participant in this relationship? I feel like we found that in our own relationship is I know I suffered from the blame game.
Here's the biggest thing in relationships. Someone wants to be right.
Oh, that's big.
And we all hate to be told that we are wrong.
Yeah, or just feel like we're wrong.
So every argument, every conflict, every time there's any sort of situation, it usually comes down to, you know what? I'm right. And then I start digging my heels in. I am right on this. I am right on this.
I am right on this. I'm right. And if I'm right,
then that means I must be wrong. But right. But that's a misconception. That's a limiting belief.
Yeah.
Because there are multiple rights to every answer.
Yeah, there's more than one truth, and it's all based on perspective and point of view.
So let's go there. Let's talk about that. We all see life through a lens. Mm. And, you know, an example that I heard is the sky is blue. Okay? So a lot of people think the sky is blue. Well, right now I went outside to walk my dog. The sky is pretty much midnight black.
Yeah. Or the sky might be cloudy.
Or it might be orange. Or I've been outside on our lake where there are some colors in the sky that I think I've never even seen that color before.
It's incredible. So yeah, we do have a different view and different perspective and where we're looking at it from, what time we're looking at it, what's happening in our lives.
And that's the way it is in life, is sometimes we have a situation and we think this is the way. And then we don't stop and say, oh, well, wait a minute, someone else might be seeing it in a different way, or they might be experiencing something different, or they might not have any meaning at all toward this
right.
that we are putting on it. It's all about the meaning we put on situations. And it's also about getting outside your body and seeing the other person's perspective.
Oh my gosh, that is so huge.
Right?
So huge. And when you can realize that there are multiple truths, then no one has to be wrong. Everyone can be right. And then you yes and meet up.
Yes and. You know, that was one of the biggest lessons I think you and I learned. We took improv classes. Early into our marriage, actually, it was probably like 4 or 5 years in.
Yeah, and that was for like a year or so.
We took a year of improv classes. And improv is where you get on stage and they give you some topic and you just try to be funny. You try to make a skit up about it. And the first rule of improv is you never poo-poo the other person's idea.
Don't stop stick.
While you're on stage in front of an audience, when someone brings something up, in your mind, you might think, oh my God, this is the dumbest route for this skit. Why are we blowing bubbles in a in a spaceship.
Right.
You know, yeah, like this doesn't make sense. I don't know how we got here. However, if the person brings it up and says, yeah, you go with it with enthusiasm.
Yes.
You're like, awesome, let's do that.
And the big difference, I think, between straight improv is in straight improv, you don't really know, like improv comedy, you don't know where the story is going. In a relationship, you get together, you decide, okay, we are extraordinary people. We want an extraordinary relationship and we want an extraordinary experience of life. Then you start defining what that is in life. And based on whoever's perspective it is and wherever they're coming from, yes, and because both parties are right if they both are agreeing on where they want to go.
Another problem that arises in exactly what you were saying, Jason, is that we each have expectations.
Wow, so big.
And sometimes those expectations, as Jason has often said in many podcasts, is that the biggest time that we don't meet our expectation or expectations turn into disappointment is when we don't articulate them fully.
Yes. And if we don't understand how to express our expectations and how to do that, there's a form of communication called nonviolent communication. And what that is that's identifying the need and being able to articulate that need in a meaningful way, so that your expectations can be met or there can be an agreement or disagreement. Like, I don't agree with that, or I can't promise this. But if you can articulate it in a meaningful way and you're in a relationship, then you know, okay, this is where we both want to go because I'm agreeing with what your need is and I can see that end goal, end zone, like a football. I don't even watch football. I use a lot of football references.
Touchdown!
Yeah, I seem to use a lot of football references. And
because
I don't
you're talking to men. That's why. It's because you're talking to men a lot of times. And when you talk to men, I'm generalizing right now, but a lot of men tend to
They can
have
relate
sports.
To sports metaphors.
Yes.
But also, we huddle up multiple times a day to articulate our goals and what we want. And are we going in the same direction? Much like they do after each play in a football game. And if we know that we're going to the same end zone and we can articulate it, and this is the play I'm running, and this is the play I think, this is the route I'm running, then both of us know what to look for. And we still know that we are heading in the same direction. And that's pretty big.
Okay. Let's stick though today to perception and how that affects when we are in a relationship, whether it's with your spouse or it's with your kids or a coworker or a neighbor or any type of person in your life, a fellow employee. How do we deal with perception? How do we take ourselves out of our own bodies, put ourselves in someone else's? It's changing your awareness to put yourself inside their body and say, where are they coming from with this? What are they thinking? What are they feeling? You know, an example of this is my dad. Often he goes through periods of his life where he will read the classics. He will read the classics. Now he's done this three different times in his life where he'll take like a couple years. He's a very fast reader, but he will set aside a reading list, and it's usually the books that, you know, we had to read in high school that we're like, why do I need to read this?
Yeah. Let's read Catcher in the Rye again.
Yeah. Like, I don't understand. Anyway, he does that. And one of his tips is to read the time period and where the author was coming from. Get to know the author of the book. Because when you get to know the author, you understand, oh, this is why they see life the way they see
this
it.
This is the mindset. It's not just the characters. The characters express the feelings and the thoughts and the perspective of the author.
But the person
but
telling the
what's going
the
on
story.
In the author's life to get to this perspective.
Because the person telling the story will have biases and often see the world in a specific way. It's
through a different
lens. Same with our everyday lives. We all have biases depending on the experiences that we've had in the past, the people that have influenced us.
Our viewpoint of the world.
Our circumstances. Yes. I mean, where we live. I mean, if you go up north, oftentimes, well, I won't even go there because I know people are listening and they're like, Jana, you're stereotyping big time. But we all have different ways of seeing the world. And it's almost like putting on a pair of glasses.
Yeah. One of the analogies that I use for this is if we're both walking through the forest at night and it's very dark and we're on a wide trail and we each have our own flashlight and the flashlight puts out a direct beam, not a flood style lighting pattern, then we're going to see what we focus on in that. And that's going to narrate our perspective and the way our viewpoint of that walk through the forest. And a lot of times we are in life walking through a forest that is new or unknown because we're constantly growing, constantly moving in a progression through life. So we're going to see different things along the way.
And when you're in a relationship going through that forest, if at the end of that walk, you're saying, well, why didn't you point that out?
Yeah. Or I wasn't aware of this.
My experience wasn't like that. I didn't see that. And you look at your partner and you're like, you were there with me. Why didn't you just say something?
And why didn't you just see it?
See? Because
I was focusing on my beam, my light.
And that's the difference in perspective. Jason says, why didn't you just see it? And I said, why didn't you say something?
Right. Both are right.
Both are right. It's just the different way in which we see it. I communicate a lot of times. In fact, I over-communicate my experiences. I want Jason to experience everything with me.
Yeah.
And sometimes you're like we can be going down the road and yeah, you're perfectly fine.
It might be my interpretation was we just needed to get through the forest. And I didn't focus on any of the outside things. And it's very similar to when we talked about me going to visit with Mike and Hugh. And I came back and you had a lot of questions. And I was like, I don't know. We didn't talk about any of that.
Yeah, my question was, how are their wives doing? Jason says, I never asked them about their wife. Yeah. And I was like, what do you mean you spent a whole weekend with your best friends and you never talked about your wife or your wives?
Right.
Not multiple wives, but there were three of them. You know what I'm saying?
Which a very easy thing to understand is how two people can go to the same movie, watch the same experience, and one of them loves it, one of them hates it.
See, it totally.
It's the lens of what's going on in life.
I heard a quote over the weekend at my manifestation conference, and this is where we should end. Two people can be standing in the same place on this planet Earth and be experiencing entirely different worlds.
Wow. So big.
And just to put a little button on this conversation, how do you close that gap? How do you bridge that gap? One tool that I'm going to share with everybody that I just think is so valuable is just take your awareness and try stepping into the other person's shoes. And instead of saying, no, that's not it, get curious. Get curious and ask questions.
Seek first to understand, then be understood. And then you get to meet somewhere, meet together.
We don't have to be right. And the other person doesn't have to be wrong. We can both be right.
Mm-hmm.
And we can respect where the other person is coming from. And wow, that's really interesting. I've never looked at it like that.
That's an interesting perspective. Tell me more.
And there you go. That diffuses any kind of
rightness, wrongness,
where we rear up and say, nope, I'm digging my heels in and I'm right on this one. I know. And so just that little communication tip is, oh my gosh, tell me more. I would love to hear how you experience that.
How did you come to that point of view? That's very interesting to me.
Oh my gosh. Communication. Communication.
Will it validates.
It stops a lot of those petty little differences, arguments, conflicts that we have that sometimes grow.
that arguments, and I know we're trying to put a button on it, but arguments most of the time are just misunderstandings. And they're digging the heels in saying, I have to be right, which means you have to be wrong. It's an implied you have to be wrong. And that implication is what burns, it stings, and it makes people feel unheard and unseen.
Oh my gosh. If that gave you an aha moment, please raise your hand. Aha, aha. I sound like I'm having a rodeo over here.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's early in the morning. I do have a little bit of a donkey voice. Okay.
I love your voice.
I just call myself an ass. Ah! All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining us. We are going to have more conversations about relationships because I'm finding that my awareness is just everything that I'm learning in life and all the self-development. I feel like there's a step that we haven't found the mentors for. And so I feel like it might be time that we become those mentors.
Because life is literally about your relationship with it.
With it.
Yeah.
Whether it's a spouse, a partner.
Money, objects, food. Yeah.
Food is a big one.
And I've struggled sometimes with my relationship with food.
Parents, in-laws, coworkers.
Stay tuned. We're
going
to go deep.
God. All right. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.
Keep living lucky.
Bye-bye. If the idea of living lucky appeals to you, visit us at startlivinglucky.com.